counselor at large in the city of Utica. She has joined us this morning, and we thank her very much for that. Sam, thank you so much. Absolutely. Welcome in. It's good to have you always on the program and in this extended format especially. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll get to Nick Breidenbecker in just a minute. He's the city engineer for the city of Utica. He's in studio. We have lots of questions for him. But right now, I do have to just get a couple of moments with Jerry J. Mann Joyner. He is the host of the Weed and Whiskey podcast, and he is a staunch 420 advocate. For those who don't know what that is, marijuana advocate. Jerry J. Mann, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. And that 420 is also my birthday.
That's right. I didn't know that. It's like you were born for it.
My 86-year-old mother says she would have stayed in labor another day had she known that was going to be my birthday and lead me down this path to host Weed and Whiskey News. So.
Well, and we really appreciate you because while you're an advocate, you're also a realist and you're also very honest in your analysis of different things on the topic when it comes to hemp, THC, marijuana, the good and the bad. And one of the things we want to talk to you about is a recent study that is showing that cannabis use is catching up with alcohol as a contributing factor in crashes. What does this study reveal and what's it all about?
Well, it makes a headline because now 16.1% of people had THC in their system versus 16% of people on this study that a hospital in Canada did after people were in an accident. So my first thing about this is avoid the four D's if you're going to get behind the wheel.
Right.
Don't drive drowsy. Don't drive drunk. Don't drive drugged, whether it's smoking pot or taking prescription medication. And don't drive distracted. Don't put other people into harm because of something that you want to put into your body. With that said, there's a misnomer because THC stays in the body's system much longer than alcohol. And so therefore, I think this was in Canada. They smoke more weed in Canada than we do here in America, I think. But 80% of Americans are in favor of adult use. So we have more and more people using cannabis. And interesting, a trend away from alcohol. We're seeing less alcohol use now that more and more people are accepting THC products.
Yeah, and it's becoming more widespread. And more states are open to it. And in fact, actually quite surprising. We'll get into this in a second. Another thing I want to bring up with you, quite shocking. There's a groundswell of support, and it will be up to the public voters in the state of Florida whether or not it's legalized recreational in that state, which many are surprised about. But I think ultimately with this study, you have to be careful of blaming the substance and not the user.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Using common sense, if you're going to take something that could impair you, is something that everybody should embrace. But, you know, let's be realist. There's 18 million drunk driver convictions in America each year. And we're going to see more DUIs driving under the influence, which is, I believe, in Texas, that's the way they classify that if you're intoxicated from something other than alcohol. And now law enforcement has a hard problem in telling this. It used to be you could smell the weed in the car. Oh, you've been smoking weed. What if they ate a gummy? You can't smell that.
Right.
It's going to affect them just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways you can consume marijuana products now other than smoking it. You got vape pens, you got drinks, you've got the gummies, as you mentioned, candy. And, you know, some of these candies nowadays look like regular candy you'd buy off the shelf, which is a whole other topic with keeping the kids safe from it. So.
Yeah, and adults, you know, certainly for our children, but even adults. When a package says Doritos or Oreos and it's got some infused products in there, some consumers may be confused and think Frito-Lay has gotten into this business because more and more mainstream consumer packaged good companies are starting to get into the, especially with the hemp stuff being available everywhere. Up in New York, you've got adult use regulated marijuana legal, as does 23 other states.
Yeah, well, I think also you got to just be careful of, you know, grandma thinking that her Doritos are just regular nacho cheese. And
I thought I felt weird the other day after eating those Doritos.
Got got a little drowsy, got a little loopy after those.
Same thing with these drinks, you know.
Yeah.
They're huge here in Texas. I couldn't keep one lit. I tried to get that thing lit.
Well, definitely for the marijuana consumer, there are several options. And, you know, there is the possibility, you know, maybe in a Harris administration that it may become legal federally at some point. I don't see that in the near future, but it's definitely a possibility. And one of the surprising things I want to get your take on is this proposition in Florida that the public will be voting on that may allow recreational use in the Sunshine State. What are your thoughts?
Well, I just saw that Ken Griffin, a billionaire hedge fund guy, invested $20 million to try to stop that. You know, down in Florida, you got a lot of retirees. A lot of people are getting benefits from THC and CBD products for wellness. There's no doubt about that. It's helping a lot of people. So we're going to continue to see these political struggles in different states as we get closer and closer to legalization in America, which I'm a believer that if we were to legalize marijuana in a short period of time, it would literally eliminate the legacy or the black market or the illegal market, which is where bad products are at, bad actors. Because nobody goes to a bootlegger anymore to buy their booze, right? You go to a regulated store. The same thing would happen with that. There's three times as much illegal marijuana products in America as there are legal. That's how huge the industry is.
And I think that people, you know, majority of people that I talk to that prefer marijuana, they prefer it over alcohol use for the simple fact that they don't have the possibility to act violent or anything like that.
Or wake up with a hangover.
When they do smoke marijuana. So I think that even trying to get from the fact of curbing, you know, alcoholism inside, you know, whatever. Curbing alcoholism
or the side effects of alcoholism,
I think that people prefer to smoke marijuana over alcohol consumption. So, I think looking at that standpoint, too, is a... Not that one drug use is better than the other, but if you are going to, you know, have a drug of choice, it hopefully would be marijuana over alcohol.
Yeah.
There's a little thing to consider in that. The body accepts alcohol as a toxic, okay? It's a toxin that you're putting into your body.
Yeah.
THC, your body has something called the endocannabinoid system. That's a big word for J-Man, especially this early in the morning.
You said it so well.
What is the word again?
I've had practice on that. But everybody's regulates a little bit different. That's why some people could, my wife could eat a half of a Buck a Buzz gummy, and she gets a great night's sleep. I got to eat two or three of them before I feel the effect because I actually smoke flour in addition to the gummy. I'm in the business. I got to test all this stuff, right? It's good or not.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, J-Man, that's the point.
you get to alcohol. Whiskey isn't part of our name, weed and whiskey. You know, we hang out with Willie Nelson. My wife gives me the stink eye if I have more than two cocktails, okay? She's like, that's enough, because we know that it's affecting my body differently. But she lets me smoke as much cannabis as I want because it doesn't seem to have that violent that your co-host brought up that occurs so often with alcohol.
Yeah. Well, J-Man, we always appreciate your insight. We will see what happens in Florida and across the nation, and we always enjoy your presence on our show, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
If you got any product, you can send it right to the studio.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, Jerry J-Man Joyner. He is the host of the Weed and Whiskey podcast. You can find it wherever your podcasts are available. We will skip the break here. I'm pulling a Bill Keeler movie.